Hey, you there. Come on, take a break with us. So, what's in store for this break? Let's find out together here on It's Your Break. Coming up in just a few moments here on It's Your Break, we're going to get to know a sister country music duo. And part one is next. It's Your Break will return right after this.
Every year, millions of people travel to the Great Smoky Mountains, Pigeon Forge, and Gatlinburg to get engaged, to have their wedding, honeymoon, or even vacation. Wouldn't it be nice to commemorate these memories with real professional photos? Mountain Escape Photography can capture your family vacation, wedding, or engagement while using the Great Smoky Mountains as a backdrop. We're a Great Smoky Mountains National Park approved vendor, so we can shoot anywhere inside of the park. To see some of our work or to book your session, go to mountainescapephotography.com.
And now, back to It's Your Break. Welcome to It's Your Break. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz, and today we are going on another musical journey, and Diamond Dixie is an up-and-coming country music duo that has over 174,000 streams of their original music on Spotify, and their song Limitless has over 90,000 streams alone. They have 140,000 Instagram followers and over 73,000 YouTube channel subscribers. And those numbers just represent a fraction of what these ladies are capable of. This dynamic duo is the combination of two extremely talented sisters, Gabriella and Bianca LeDuc. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure that I kind of get that last name right, because, you know, it's one of those names that has that little bit of a French in it. And it just like, oh, you got to get that right. But thank you all so much for coming on the show with me.
Yeah, no, you're good.
All right. So I've recently been introduced to your music, and I absolutely love what I hear.
Thank you.
But I really don't know much about you all yet, and just want to kind of get to know you all if it's okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So typically, one of the first questions I ask like a band or a duo is, how did you meet? And in this situation, that's kind of awkward, you know?
Yeah.
But if you want to answer that, I mean, that you can feel free to answer that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. There's actually a lot of people that always ask us like, oh, how'd you meet? Literally after telling them that we're sisters.
Yeah. So we've known each other. Well, I've known Bianca all her life. Well, yeah, because she's younger than me. So
20 years to be exact. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. So at least one of you are 20, and somebody's a little bit older, I would tell you.
Yeah, I'm 22.
Okay. So it kind of gives us an age perspective within 2 years. So I am the oldest out of five siblings.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, and my next in line is 2 years apart. So we're super close. So I completely understand that. So thinking along those lines of family and your upbringing, where did you all grow up?
So we grew up in Orlando, Florida. Growing up, we always went to Disney. We always went to the beach. Like, Orlando is just such a fun place to be growing up as a kid. And even now, and we get the warm weather and all that stuff. So,
yeah,
grew up, born and raised in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, that was pretty much that.
So the question is, did you go to the Gulf side for the beaches or did you go to the Atlantic?
Atlantic.
Always Atlantic.
So
the Atlantic side is more, like, the waves are better for surfing there. And our dad actually used to surf, like, a lot in his time. So he taught us how to surf when we were younger. So we always went to the Atlantic side. Even though the Gulf side is a bit prettier.
It's prettier.
There's
nicer.
No waves, though. So we just, always went to the Atlantic side.
So I was always asking that question because, you know, Orlando's kind of sit right there in the center. You can pretty much get to either side. So. And it's very, very fascinating. I've got a lot of friends in the Tampa Bay area. So, I usually vacation over there in Madeira and Treasure Island. So
that's nice over there.
It is very nice. And where do you all reside now?
We're still in Orlando. That being said, we do commute back and forth to Nashville to write and record new music.
That's cool. And actually, I've never, I take this back. The only time I've been to Nashville was during the season finale of Nashville Star, where Chris Young won his title.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So, you know, got to do the meet and greet with Chris back in the day. But that's the only time I've been to Nashville. Now, upcoming in May, I'm actually going on a trip with two of my brothers and their wives, and me and my wife are all heading out to Nashville
in May, and we're gonna catch Sturgill Simpson and you know
through
there. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's and Tyler Childers is also gonna be at that show, so it's gonna be fun.
Oh my goodness.
So
that's
yeah.
so cool.
And of course, you know, being from Kentucky, you know, those guys are, you know, like local legends around here. So
yeah. So, is that where Tyler Childers is from?
Yes.
Oh my god!
So you got him, you got Sturgill, and you got Chris Stapleton.
Okay, yay. That's a great show.
Okay, so well, they're not all there together, but I'm talking about from Kentucky.
Oh.
But it is Sturgill and Tyler together at that show.
So. Yeah, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. But yeah, Nashville's so much fun.
Yeah.
It is literally such a cool town.
So maybe after this, he's like, tell me where to go and what places to definitely hit. So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We got you.
All right, so what is a typical day like for both of you all?
Yeah, so we actually wake up fairly early, probably like if we're on a good routine, yeah. I would say like 6 to 6:30 we wake up,
mm-hmm.
Probably hit the gym, and then we do online college, so we finish our schoolwork as soon as we can in the morning, like after going to the gym, and then once we finish that, it's probably around like noon or something, and then we start practicing music, filming YouTube videos, interacting with fans on social media. Actually, we're kind of always on social media,
yeah.
like the whole entire day. But yeah.
But who is it these days, right?
Honestly, yeah. Everyone is.
Yeah. That's kind of like the main structure.
Typically at night, it depends what night you catch us on. We might be, you know, chilling by the TV, or we might have band practice. So our nights are a little bit different, or we might have a show that night.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So something like that. Yeah.
So I know this answer, but I was going to ask this question. I'm like, it's kind of stupid for me to ask because I already know this. But I was kind of sitting here thinking about it. But you all actually do play instruments, because you can go to your YouTube videos and watch that you all play.
Yeah.
And how many instruments do you all play, and what types do you play?
So I play guitar and mandolin.
And then I play guitar and banjo.
Oh, that's cool.
So two each.
Yeah.
Very, very bluegrass oriented and country oriented instruments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, that's cool. So I grew up around a huge musical family too. So I was always listening to stuff. My uncle and aunt and
awesome.
Everybody just does a lot of stuff. Cause I've got an uncle that's with Rural Rhythm Records. Mm-hmm. Steve Gulley is his name. He plays okay. a lot of bluegrass stuff. So, I mean, it's offshoot, but it's still out there and going. And then,
yeah.
you know, you have, you know, a lot of the other, you know, family members who played in the jam bands throughout the year. So that, so mm-hmm. those were always big influences to me, but who are your all's biggest musical influences?
So I think our influences, well, the reason we kind of started in music was due to Taylor Swift. She was kind of like up and coming. She released Our Song and Tim McGraw, and Bianca and I just thought that was so cool. And we're like, wow, we want to do that. But once we got into music, we were listening to the Dixie Chicks, Miranda Lambert, Shania Twain. Am I missing anybody?
Those are kind of the main ones.
Those are kind of the main ones that yeah. really just like influenced us and sparked our interest in yeah. music.
But then on top of that, our dad was an 80s rocker. So like anytime we were running around town, running errands with dad, he always played classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like classic rock also has like a heavy influence
oh, definitely.
In like our live shows and like all that stuff.
Like a lot of White Snake and stuff like that.
More like Led Zeppelin and
Aerosmith. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you all strictly country, or do you all explore other genres?
Mostly, I would say mostly country.
We're country.
Yes. We like to add a little like classic rock flair.
Yeah.
Right.
Here and there, but yes.
And the reason I bring that up, because if you go over to your YouTube channel, you guys do a lot of covers, and not every cover is a country song, but however, the way y'all present it is in such a different fashion. You know,
we try to do that. Especially on YouTube, because everyone's posting the same, you know, like Taylor Swift song. So we want to take that song and make it our own, do it the way that we would do it,
mm-hmm.
which makes it different than everyone else.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of cool. So,
and since we are into country, we like to take popular songs and then almost like make them country.
Right,
so like I'll play banjo on them and kind of like do a little like banjo solo in the middle of like a Dua Lipa song, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. So
and Roxanne
it's really fun.
Was a, you know, a big cover that you all did too, from Arizona Zervas.
So,
so, you know, that like, hold on, that's different. I don't like it. You know?
Yeah.
So
that was a little difficult, but we did it.
If you guys are going to do a cover song, what cover song would you do and why?
Ooh, what song?
Or what is your favorite cover song? Let me rephrase that. What is your favorite cover song and why?
It's so tough because we literally play so many covers, and we have played so many covers in the past, like doing YouTube channels, like YouTube videos on our channel and everything. I would say currently my favorite cover to do is Heartless by Diplo and Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I love that one.
Yeah.
Now let's take the opposite approach. What's your least favorite thing to cover?
Least favorite. That's a good question. We've never gotten that question.
Interesting.
Let me think. I have no idea. I know that typically when guys release a song, it's a little bit more difficult for us to approach the song just because, you know, as females, like our register is a little bit higher than the men. And I'm talking like vocally. So I know that that's a little bit difficult. So we spend a little bit more time on them.
Yeah.
Actually, I could probably speak on Bianca's behalf with this, but I think our least favorite songs to cover are the ones where, like a pop singer that's really known for their vocals. So say like Ariana Grande, like approaching those kind of songs.
It's or like Adele. I can't.
Where you can just do the like, runs and hold the notes for extremely long time.
Almost impossible. So I would say that those are probably our least favorite to do.
And that makes perfect sense, but it doesn't mean you don't like the song. I was hoping for something like, I hate this song. My sister makes me do it, you know, type of situation. But, you know, it is a give and take relationship. And being sisters together on this musical journey, how does each of you influence the other?
That's a good question.
Honestly, it's so crazy because what I lack, Bianca has, and what she lacks, I have. Yeah. So honestly, we make the perfect duo, I would say. And then, you know, in our personal lives, we're each other's best friend. Like, we spend all day together.
We literally never fight. We've always shared a room. Like, some people are like, you guys are literally the same person. I was like, that'd be accurate. So it's really awesome to have, like, a sister to do this with that's also like a best friend instead of just doing it solo.
That's interesting. So do you ever turn to each other and say, you complete me?
Kind of.
Sometimes,
You know, of course, I mentioned a while ago, I come from a big family. I'm the oldest out of five kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had disagreements over the years, and you probably had some disagreements, and I imagine conflicts do arise, but how do you all cope with that, and how do you all deal with, you know, certain conflicts when they arise?
I think we realize that we're literally always in each other's lives. So it would almost be impossible for us to like hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of like when there is a disagreement, we just talk it out, honestly.
Yeah.
And like, it may take us a while to like come to conclusions about things, but like we'll get there eventually.
I'm actually going to put that on loop. We talk it out. Okay. So because that is the biggest problem when you talk to any relationship expert is that they don't talk it out. It doesn't matter if it's family. It doesn't matter if it's boyfriend, husband, wife. It's when you don't have the communication there that relationships tend to fall apart. But that's really cool that you say that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. To date, what has been, in your opinion, your biggest highlight of your career?
Ooh. Probably playing the House of Blues in Orlando. We play there. Well, now we've played there probably about five times. And we actually were playing there on March 13th. So that's like our favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
We pack the house and it's just so fun. The energy is awesome. The crowd is amazing.
And it's so cool to be playing such a big venue in our hometown. So like when we look out in the crowd, we see familiar faces and people that we know from social media that are like our fans there at our show, like singing our songs and everything. And it's like the coolest feeling to us.
That is cool. I can't imagine being in that situation, but that seems so really, really cool.
Yeah.
All right. So outside of music in general, because we know music's your passion.
Right.
What do you do in love and it's outside of music?
We both have such a passion for fitness and staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I know I love lifting weights and Bianca's more into
more like
adrenaline, not adrenaline. That's not what I'm saying. Like endurance
activities, like surfing and like swimming and everything.
Yeah. So just like maintaining a healthy lifestyle. That's something that we're actually really passionate about. So if you don't see us on stage, you'll see us at the gym or at the beach, like swimming or running or whatever.
Definitely staying active like all the time.
100%.
So one sister's like the long runner. The other one's like, I want to pump you up.
Yes.
Perfect way to describe it.
That's awesome. I thought I'd take fun. I don't get an opportunity to use that very often, so I was like, I'm gonna try to use that.
Well, there you go. I love it.
And this brings us to the end of part one with our interview with Diamond Dixie. So make sure to listen to part two next. This episode of It's Your Break was not a paid advertisement. Song samples for Limitless and Without Your Love were provided by Diamond Dixie. Follow Jonathan Mertz on Twitter at Jonathan Mertz. That's JonathanMertz. Follow It's Your Break on Twitter at It's Your Break. Subscribe to the It's Your Break podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. This episode of It's Your Break was hosted, announced, engineered, edited, and produced by Jonathan Mertz. And it was recorded and produced at the Spark of Vision Studios. All sound effects and music were purchased through Sound Ideas, Pro Sound Effects, iStock, and Spark of Vision. It's Your Break is owned and distributed by Spark of Vision. Copyright It's Your Break. All rights reserved.